It's 29 minutes to 12, live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
You know, the sad thing is we've only got approximately 30 minutes and another show is over. So we better get cracking.
We better.
And talk to someone that I think is going to be really interesting, and I'm really excited with this person. And I want to say good morning to you, James. James is the CEO of Tomorrow Clean Away, and you're going to talk to us about a really interesting and very practical topic, and it's over to you.
Yeah, well, good morning. And we are here to talk about return and earn.
And
great concept.
Exactly. And just first up, I know you've got some statistics we can share later, but why did Return and Earn come into existence, and what's Tomorrow Clean Away's part in that?
So Tomorrow Clean Away is the network operator for the New South Wales Container Deposit Scheme, Return and Earn. And Return and Earn was introduced as a New South Wales government initiative targeted at litter reduction. So it was an environmental initiative targeted at reducing single-use drink containers in the litter stream, because we know that single-use drink containers make up a significant portion of the litter stream. We also know that container deposit schemes, whether introduced in Australia or introduced overseas, are a very effective means of encouraging people not to litter their drink containers, because there's a value to them. So you're incentivised to hold on to them, return them to redeem the deposit value, and in that way avoiding single-use drink containers entering our streams, our rivers, roadsides, parks, ovals, the list goes on. So from that point of view, the initial target of the scheme is around litter reduction.
And how's that going, I was going to say? And how's it going? Do you have any figures for us as far as things that are being reduced and that people will be interested to hear?
Oh, absolutely. So the primary target of the scheme around litter reduction was met in fine style, and met in very early on in terms of post-introduction of the scheme. So we know that the incidence of single-use drink containers in the litter stream has reduced significantly. The Keep Australia Beautiful Litter Index indicates that single-use drink containers have reduced in the range of 40 to 50%, which is a significant outcome. It shows that there's still work to do, but it shows that litter is down significantly across the state.
James, I want to ask you a question before all of that. And people might be a bit taken back by the question, but the question really is, how did it get there? How does that litter get there? I've got a view. I know there's going to be a number of reasons, but are we just too lazy to put things in the bin? I'm going to just be really honest with regards to it. You're giving us a solution, and my grandchildren love that they'd learn at school and so on. But I'd like to know the cause of that litter.
I think you've answered the question there. I think that
that's sad in itself.
It is, and we know that single-use drink containers are designed to be very convenient. They're often designed to be consumed away from the home. So with that in mind, unfortunately, people quite often then litter those containers rather than put them in a bin. Now, what I'm able to share with you is since the scheme introduction, which is only a little over 3 years ago,
yep,
we have collected nearly 5.3 billion, that's billion, containers since scheme commencement. So that's 5.3 billion single-use drink containers that have been collected that are not going to enter the litter stream, that are not going to enter landfill, and are going to be recycled. So what a fantastic outcome, and it's something that we're all very proud of.
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic solution to that problem. And sorry, one for the kid down the back of the bus, is that just in New South Wales or Australia?
Those figures are just for New South Wales. So the Return and Earn scheme is a New South Wales scheme, introduced by the New South Wales government.
Uh-huh.
So that 5.3 billion containers has been collected across New South Wales since the scheme started, so a little over 3 years ago. So putting that in perspective, we are collecting nearly 2 billion containers per year. On a daily basis, that equates to 6 or 7 million containers every single day we're collecting across New South Wales. The citizens of New South Wales are returning. And I can share with you that over summer, the 3 months of summer, December, January and February, which we know is thirsty work, the citizens of New South Wales returned over 500 million containers to Return and Earn. So these are big numbers.
Are big numbers. Do you have anything about the local area, the Hills area?
We do, yes. We know that the locals in this particular part of Sydney are very enthusiastic participants in Return and Earn. Since scheme commencement within the Hills area, there's been nearly 100 million containers returned across 11 return points across this particular shire. So again, we're seeing very high rates of citizen involvement. We know that 3 out of 4 adults in New South Wales have participated in Return and Earn. And we also know that 9 out of 10 people support the scheme. So that's fantastic. We know that we want to keep driving involvement. We want to keep driving participation so that we can continue to ensure that these products do not enter the litter stream and that we can deliver very positive environmental outcomes around recycling and also around community participation.
I must say I'm a latecomer, so I'm one of those, before I was one of the 1 of 4 who didn't do it, or one of the 1 in 10 who hasn't participated. But I find it fantastic. But to get started, it was all a bit confusing about what you can recycle and what you can't. Can you help our listeners understand, if no one's done it before, how they can actually help themselves out to know how to do this and not be the litter bug that Jim was talking about?
Yeah, so what we've seen in recent years and also since scheme introduction is that the standardised labelling on drink containers has now spread and is now there's standard requirements on drink containers. So the easiest thing that you can do is when you have a drink container in your hand is check out whether it has the 10-cent sign on it, and it'll say 10-cent deposit value in your state or territory. So that's a very simple way to look at it, and then straight away you'll know. But put simply, it's single-use drink containers, your spring water bottles, your cans of soft drink, your small juice bottles, those types of things. Generally, the smaller type of single-use drink containers. But the easiest thing to do is to have a look at the label, because that'll tell you.
Yeah, I must say there's one that doesn't have it on for me, and I thought, oh, is it or not? And I went online, and there was a good online system where you put the barcode in, and it goes, yep, it is. And so, okay, I'll take it to the system, make sure it doesn't spit it back out at me, but yeah, it gets taken in. And that's a good thing to note, Jim, is that a lot of the single-use containers is something you might be using in the household day in, day out. Say cans of drink, you might buy your 30 cans of Coke in a big box. And I was just seeing the other day someone had like 3 of these. So they drink a lot of Coke. But then in that one box of Coke, that's $3 bucks back, just like that.
That's right. And there's a lot of different ways that you can return those drink containers. I would also encourage the listeners, not only can you work out the eligibility of containers online, but you can also find your nearest collection point. So you can go online to returnandearn.org.au, and that will show you where your nearest return point is. You could also use the MyTomra app, which gives you an app-based solution allowing you to identify where the closest return point is.
We're going to go to a little break. James, it's so nice to have you in the studios with us talking about a very important topic for our environment, and one in which really is two great values that we admire and adhere to here. Let's go to a little break.
Alive 90.5.
16 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Well, I can't believe the numbers that we were just talking about in that break were just incredible. So let's continue that journey. James, tell us more about the earn and return. It's just an amazing concept.
It is, and the achievements since scheme commencement, again, have been quite remarkable. The scheme is designed around accessibility and ease of use, and it's for these reasons that we're seeing the levels of return that we're seeing. So today, the last couple of days, given the weather that we've had, weren't as high in terms of returns as you'd expect for obvious reasons. But we know that today we'll be collecting 6 to 7 million bottles and cans across New South Wales. And the great thing is that these are bottles and cans that are not going into the litter stream. They're not going into landfill. They're being put towards recycling outcomes. And we know that since the scheme commencement, there's been over 500,000 tonnes of material captured, which has gone into recycling applications. So that's what we call closed loop outcomes. Closing the loop is so important that we can reuse these valuable resources rather than using them once and throwing them away.
That's fantastic. Now, if I'm a listener and I don't know, I haven't done this before, I haven't done Return and Earn, I don't know where my locations are, what's the best way to get involved and what's the best way to know what to expect? Some people can be very anxious in using any sort of thing that's something like a technology which your reverse vending machines can be. What can they expect?
Well, Darren, we have a number of different collection point types, and the most common across the state is what we call a reverse vending machine. It's an automated machine It's generally co-located with a retail location, which means that when you can go and do your shopping, you go and do your shopping and you return your bottles and cans at the same time. So the New South Wales scheme has been designed with those key design imperatives around convenience, ease of access, and consistency of user experience. So it's a very, very simple thing to do, to walk up to a reverse vending machine, return your bottles and cans, and then you can generate a receipt, which you can then go and put towards goods at the local supermarket, which is designated on that receipt, or you can return it for cash, or you can put that money straight into your account via PayPal. So it's a very simple way to participate. If you're looking to find your nearest collection point, again, I would encourage listeners to go to returnandearn.org.au. Not only does it give you the live count of containers that are returned, which updates every couple of minutes, but it also allows you to search by location and find out what suits you. So we have reverse vending machines, we have automated depots, and in this particular part of Sydney, we've been rolling out a new concept of collection point type called a reverse vending centre. And reverse vending centres have again proven to be very, very popular with the citizens. We have reverse vending centres that have recently opened in Rydalmere on Victoria Road, and also in North Parramatta, as well as the one at Clyde on Parramatta Road. So there's a multitude of different collection point types for whatever might suit various citizens, but all of them are characterised by a real ease of use and convenience and accessibility. So
those new centres, if I've got, say, a lot and I just want someone to do it for me in a way, is that where I'd go to?
Now, you're probably going to have to do it yourself.
Okay.
But again, designed around getting in there, efficiently returning your containers. And again, what we know that is if people are regularly participating in Return and Earn, it's a very quick process to go in as you do your shopping, return your week's worth of drink containers, and you're in and out in a couple of minutes.
I've got a question. I just want to delve into a bit more. You touched on it there that you can take your earnings, so to say, we are Return and Earn, via PayPal. And I was talking to someone in the supermarket, someone I know well, and they said, I didn't know you could do that, because she was actually doing her vouchers for Woolies and the like, because that's the partner. And she said, you should get someone on to talk about that. And that's why I reached out, and now you're here chatting with us. So are you finding that somehow everyone's not getting the full message about things like the app and things like that? And how can we better get out the message there for both their own purposes, but also for community's sake as well?
I think there's been improved understanding of just what is available across this scheme as the scheme has matured and as people have, it's become a part of people's everyday life across New South Wales. Mm. So what I would encourage citizens again to do is not only have a look at the website, but you may wish to download the My Tomra app if you are a regular RVM user. And that very makes it very, very clear how you are not only able to track your returns, but also the opportunity to transfer into the bank via PayPal and what have you via that app. So very simple to use, very simple to enrol in. We know that there's over 400,000 enrolled users across the state already. So it's been very, very popular in terms of use, and that continues to head upwards.
The final question to talk through, and Jim, you were talking about before, is community aspect.
I was really interested because this Return and Earn has taken on another type of dimension, and I'd share with our listeners how some people are trying to help other organisations, particularly not-for-profit.
Yeah, so Jim, one of the great outcomes of Return and Earn is just how many jobs it's generated across New South Wales. So we know that since introduction, Return and Earn has generated over 700 new jobs across New South Wales, of which many of these are in regional areas, and many of them are jobs donated by charities and generated by community groups such as Vinnie's. So there's many ways for community groups and charities to participate in Return and Earn. They may operate as a collection point operator. I spoke before about reverse vending machines, but we also have automated depot and over-the-counter collection point types across New South Wales. And these make up around half of all collection points, and all of them are operated by independent parties. So they might be a community group, might be a charity, it might be a small business. We know that since scheme commencement, there has been over $18 million in generated by community groups and charities across New South Wales in terms of donations, and also in terms of handling fees generated by these charities and community groups through their participation in the scheme. Just going back to the reverse vending machine, if you go to a reverse vending machine, you have the opportunity to donate the return. And every single reverse vending machine has three or four local community partners that you can have a look at. It might be a local sports club, it might be the guide dogs, it might be Beyond Blue. There's a whole host of them that you can go and have a look at and decide that rather than take the deposit for myself, I will donate that. And it's as simple as the push of a button at the reverse vending machine. So not only fantastic litter avoidance outcomes, very positive, what we call closed loop recycling outcomes, an absolutely fantastic opportunity for people to be able to support charities and community groups through the opportunity to donate.
James, we've run out of time. I can't believe you've been a breath of fresh air. Thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself. Your knowledge and what you've done, we wish you all the very best and continue with the success with Tomorrow Clean Away. So thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to have you in our studios. You got a song?
Oh, why not a bit of Ice House, maybe?
I've got Electric Blue.
Oh, wow.
Sounds
Let's
great.
Go for it.
Can't believe it. Thank
Thanks
you very
for being
much
with
for
us.
Having me, gents.
Have
Thank
a great
you.
Day.
Alive 90.5.